And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. My mama told me you better shop around.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, we're into another show here. Real Estate Realities. If it's your first time joining me, it's Justin Hermes with the Property Group located downtown at 305 South Cascade. And boy, it's an up-and-down market. It's hilarious because I see a lot of people making, I shouldn't say hilarious, it's kind of sad. I see a lot of people making terrible buys, and it's a head shaker. It really is. If you get anything out of today's show, it is you should be buying a house, 350 or below, that doesn't really need any work. You know, maybe carpet and paint, that's it. You know, and you also have to stay, you know, there's people out there I've run into lately who've gotten in trouble because they haven't done sewer scopes, or there's other houses that have been through an eviction, or whether they've had ongoing crime, that people aren't getting, possibly a meth test done, right? And, you know, chances are that house will test positive for meth, and all of a sudden you have an issue on your hands when it comes to possible resale. So, items to be aware of, and, you know, it's better safe than sorry. That's what I'll tell you. If you got questions as we go throughout today's show, give me a call, 719-232-1063. We always talk the good, the bad, a little bit of both here, which is, you know, $17 trillion in debt here, folks. That's what we're carrying as a United States household debt, $17 trillion. 71% of it is a home mortgage. 9% of it is student loans. And that's what I want you to focus on. Even though 9 seems like a small number, they haven't made any payments since 2020. I mean, no one's tracking this stuff. In October 1st, it starts. That's going to affect the economy. I will tell you that right now. You're going to see way less purchasers coming into the market, first-time home buyers, because they're going to be paying their student loans again. And they're going to be pulling back on experiences, whether that's going to be travel. VRBOs are going to be greatly affected. And I really do see millennials being pushed out of home ownership for a long time. I think that they're going to be a generation that continues to rent. They don't like commitment. And then number two is they're just not going to be able to afford it. I mean, you can't. You can't afford a house at 350. Let's just say VA 350, you know, at 7%. You're talking, you know, $3,200 a month, your taxes and insurance. So unfortunately, I think that's here to stay, as we're going to see the rental market pick up on single family homes. So it's great for all the investors who've gone out and got a good single family home, because you will succeed. I think the multifamily will be crushed, especially this luxury, the luxury apartments. I do not believe there is a market there. So more renters equals less buyers. Good or bad, I'll let you decide. If you own some investment properties, might be really good for you, because that renter pool is going to stay strong, but could be bad if you are looking to purchase for your first time, because the barriers to entry keep going higher, and this whole buy now, refi later, I'm telling you what, it's going to create some issues for a lot of people, because they're speculating on rates going down. And just to be clear, I'm in the camp that they will not go down. I don't believe they'll get below 6.5 all of 2024. So you heard it here first. Not telling you date the house, buy the mortgage, whatever the heck they say. Be conservative and make sure you can afford your house with the current interest rate. We're going to be back to talk about local markets, areas you should be aware of that you do not want to invest your money, and then areas that might be a real, real good bet coming down the future here of Colorado Springs. Justin Hermes, 232-1063. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Change will come. The change is here.
It's getting out of hand now, and crazier each day. Wish we could turn time back to when hope got away.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, thanks for sticking with me, folks. And, you know, I just want to reiterate that. It is so important that you know you can handle your payment and that you're not banking on rates going down or these 2-1 buy downs. And if they don't, you're in trouble. And these HELOCs that are adjusting, you have to be very, very careful when it comes to buying real estate right now. That is the key. You know, be very, very careful. It's not, hey, don't buy. It's just be very, very careful what you're buying because you can get into a very bad deal. We're going to talk a little bit about areas here. I'm going to lead off with a hot topic area, and that is Ivy Wild. I have reasons of concern now, greater concern for Ivy Wild and the stretch down there to the Springs Rescue Mission. You know, I told you on the show last week that the 4U Motel is going to be turned into housing for the homeless. And listen, I volunteer down at Springs Rescue Mission. I'm not saying it's a bad deal, a bad nonprofit. It's just I'm not sure it's the right spot. You know, those who are listening, you may wonder, you drive down Nevada, you drive down Tejon, and you got people jumping out in front of the cars. And that, for Ivy Wild to have to connect to the downtown and Springs Rescue Mission right in between, it's going to cause some issues. And with that TIF that's in place, Tax Improvement Fund, it doesn't stretch all the way east there of Nevada. And so I think you're going to be a little lopsided when you look at improvements. So that's kind of an area where people are speculating it's going to be amazing. And I think you really need to look cautiously, look through your lens there, and make sure you're not getting in buying on emotion, which so many people do. So that's number one. Number two is Lorson Ranch. You've heard me say this before. You know, there's very little infrastructure surrounding it. It is part of a metro district. So, you know, taxes on a home out there that is 1,800 square feet, you know, you're looking at about $3,200 a year. And just to give you an idea, yeah, that's about the same as a house in Broadmoor that's worth $750,000. So you're paying through the roof when it comes to taxes and postage stamp lots, no infrastructure around it. And, you know, I really, really caution people when they look at that area of Lorson Ranch, because your taxes are through the roof, your insurance is very high because of all the hailstorms out there. So it's just something to be aware of, right? You got to be aware of areas that have a lot of high risk. You know, after Lorson Ranch, we look up to areas like, you know, Banning Lewis, earmarked by Norwood, right? They're going to continue developing that for the next decade, probably decades, next 20 years, and you're going to be constantly dealing with the competition of builders, right? And we break it down to basics on this show. We say do not buy within 2 miles of a new build development. I mean, you're just constantly going to be battling the competition, right? And now it's very apparent. We've had people calling us wanting us property managed because they're going, we bought 2 years ago and we can't sell because the builder's now lowering their price $50,000-$70,000. And that was our equity right there. And of course, people are going to go new instead of resale. So Banning Lewis is one that you have to be very, very careful about when you're going in to invest. Unless you're getting it for a song and a dance, I would tell you, be very, very careful. We look into other areas, you know, as such as Bradley Ranch, right? There's a lot of these areas, too, that you'll see, folks, you drive through them. Postage stamp lots. There's no privacy. They plant one tree. You're looking on your back deck. It's 7-8 neighbors. And, you know, this is the deal. I tell people they want to be in these communities. They're dead set on it. You better invest in your landscaping. You better buy a bunch of trees, and you better create some privacy if you want good resale or rentability, because, you know, that is something that is the number one lacker when we see developments that they lack the privacy and they lack the lot size. So be careful. You can't move the home, right, folks? The lot is the most important thing. You can always reconfigure stuff. Lot, soils, these are things that stay, right? So be very conscientious of where you're looking to buy. One of the other ones that's on my radar right now is Flying Horse. And that is because of the corruption they've seen with the HOA. And this is a hot topic, a lot of areas in town now with HOAs is, you know, what is going on with the money? Who's getting paid, right? Who has the voting rights? Who owns the companies that are doing the landscaping, the management? There's a lot of double dipping that goes on. And HOA corruptness is something that the state's aware of. That's why they put recent rules in here for oversight when it comes to HOA. But, you know, be very, very careful when you're buying in an HOA. Take a good look at the minutes, the finances, because, you know, an area like Flying Horse, you know, I don't know. You got to take a good look at the HOA there. And then also, On top of it, Powers is going to be cutting through. There's going to be lawsuits, I'll tell you that for sure. And there's going to be people going, what? They just put a highway in my backyard? Did my realtor know? Did the builder know? And it's going to disturb that community. So if you're looking at a community like Flying Horse, be very aware of where Powers is going. Take a good look at the HOA docs there. And you know what an HOA is, folks? An HOA is made to keep an area nice for builders so they can continue to sell their product until they're not invested in the area, right? Once they're not invested in the area, they don't really care where the, you know, community goes. And that's why a lot of them phase out after 10 to 15 years. The HOAs go away because the builders don't have any skin in the game. And going back to Lorson Ranch, you know, you have to be aware of other areas that have metro districts in the greater Colorado Springs area as well. Metro districts, something you have to be very, very in tune with. You have to make sure you know what's going on. Where's that money going? The bonds, right? There's a big game there. You can just Google Metro Districts Colorado, and you can see some of the stuff in the news and some of the issues that they've had. Because we're still telling people, hey, buy townhouses. You know, it's not a bad thing to buy. You know, John, my dad, has a few townhouses. And you're getting in bed at the HOA, and you have to make sure that HOA is solvent. You got to make sure financially they're strong. What are they paying a premium a year when it comes to the master HOA insurance, right? That covers the whole exterior. You know, my father's townhouse, $120,000 now premium over in Spring Lake, right? Are they have any special assessments on the horizon? How is the pavement look? You know, there's a bunch of stuff. How's the sewer? How's the irrigation? These are things you have to dig into, folks, because you're investing in the HOA, believe it or not, when you're buying a townhouse. You are totally invested in the HOA, and your success lives and dies with how that HOA is managed. I'm going to run them back real quick. Ivy Wild's an area you need to be doing some major due diligence. Lorson Ranch, some major due diligence. Bradley Ranch, I mentioned that as well. And then, you know, Flying Horse. There's a lot of negatives right now with Flying Horse and, you know, being aware of the HOA, power's cutting through. And so you have to be conscientious of these areas. And I'm actually going to throw in a little side note here because there are some people who don't know that Rock Rimmon over by UCCS Cragmore, Mabanit mine shafts. And I'm not saying the areas are bad. I'm just saying, goodness sake, call Kyle Ernst with House Check. He has a map. He's been doing it 20, 30 years. He can tell you, I had one under in there. And he said, bail on it. The mine shaft's too shallow, and you're going to have issues. And I'm telling you right now, the house may not have issues for 50 years. Then all of a sudden, you know, you get a mine shaft that collapsed. Now you got major movement, and sinking piers in isn't going to do the trick. And so I mentioned that to people because I had an out-of-town buyer interested in that area, and there were some major foundation issues, and I had to give them a little bit of clarity on you know, what's going on with those areas and what was there previously. And it's just doing your due diligence, right? It's so important because I said it before, if you get into an area with bad soils, the Broadmoor Bluffs going up the road there where FEMA came in, they ripped those houses down. You can't put in enough piers. When the land's sliding, when a mine shaft's collapsing, you're not going to be able, you know, very far-fetched, you'd be able to come in and fix the foundation and be able to salvage that. So these are things you have to be aware of. You're getting in bed at the HOA. You're getting in bed with the soils. You're getting in bed with, you know, the area and the infrastructure around it, right? And that will breed the success of your property big time. So focus enough on the bad. I have a top five here, good areas to buy rental properties. And then I have some of the best right now luxury areas to buy. Your biggest bang for the buck where you're going to be getting discounts. You want to buy a house to own or occupy. Areas that will see great appreciation, but right now they're seeing a pretty good dip, making it a good opportunity for you if you want to get in and get yourself you know, a luxury home. You may have done the due diligence. You may have said, Justin, I have got my rental properties. I've paid off my debt, and now I got the cash, you know, or the big down payment where we can go out and buy a $700,000-$800,000 house. There's nothing wrong with that if you're in the right position. And so it's exciting. We'll talk about the areas that it'll be great opportunity down the horizon. Justin Hermes, The Property Group. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, Real Estate Realities. We'll be back after these important messages.
Ready. It's time to show what
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Okay, we're into the thick of it here, folks. We are talking the top areas. If you're just joining me, we did a little bit of touch on areas you need to be careful about, right? And you need to really make sure you're doing your due diligence. So if you missed it, KRDO News Radio, go to Real Estate Realities. You can look up all the past shows, listen in. It's good stuff. It's here to educate you, put you in a better position when it comes to real estate. And it's a no-strings-attached show. You know, obviously, I'd love to help you find investment property. We do property management. We do a heck of a job with it. You know, we manage 180. We're taking on 40 more, and we're up to 15 right now. And so that leaves us with 25 more, and we'll shut the doors. I shut them for about 3 years when we were at 180. I said, we haven't found the right person to join our team yet. We're very selective, and we're not going to pick up any more property management. Well, we've got the right person in now, and we'll pick them up and shut it back down. I believe you got to stay under 250 to have quality control when it comes to property management. And so if those interest you, give me a call, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. If you have a good realtor who's done a great job for you and knows investment properties, stay loyal to them, use them. The biggest thing I can tell you is have a good team and, you know, don't use people, right? They don't go around and say, hey, you know, we're going to use you for this or that, or, you know, I want your advice and you're going to be our guy. Then you turn around and you don't follow through, right? I don't care what industry you're in. That's bad karma, folks. That's not how you build a championship team. And good things come to those. Really, I believe they, you know, they stay loyal. And there's many times I talk to radio listeners, and I know most of them. I go, they're a great realtor, man. Of course, stay with them. They've done a great job for you. And stay true to your word, because that is one of the most important things that matters is your word. That's all you got. So I've prolonged this out enough, a little talk there on our business, but good areas, right? These are the top ones, and there's good deals in these areas. We're working a foreclosure one right now that is below 300K. It's an absolute dream shot right in this area of Union and Woodman. And, you know, we give them to our loyal investors. You know, that's kind of the treat of, you know, being, you know, on our team per se. And that leads me off with this area, and that is Union and Woodman. Areas like Purgatory, Maroon Bells, right? I mean, many of you know this area, just short of Woodman there, just south of it on Union. These are areas that perform phenomenally. And I know this because we manage about 10 in this pocket. They rent fast. They'll see unbelievable appreciation. And, you know, we've seen the increase on the rental figures there, the lack of vacancy, the increase on sales that is withstanding this market. That is an area you have to have your target on. Union and Woodman. Drive it. You'll see what I mean. Boy, that is, in my opinion, one of the hottest pockets in Colorado Springs. Beautiful lot sizes, close proximity to the highway. And, you know, that is important, folks. As more people gravitate out of Denver, that is very, very important. So Union and Woodman leading us off there, number one. Number two is all around Wasson High School. Been saying this for a while. This is going to be the next Patty Jewett. Areas like Monteagle, Condor, Drakestone. I live, right around here, and it's going to continue to succeed. And same thing, rental numbers are phenomenal. There's deals. We just helped a gentleman buy one for $350,000. That's 2,200 square feet. He's splitting it into a duplex. One of our textbook plays right now is buying single family, split it into a duplex. And that area is going to perform phenomenally. It just will. We've seen the growth over there, and people are going, I want to be able to bike to downtown. And, you know, what's the next Patty Jewett? Because there's no deals in Patty Jewett right now. You got to find the next Patty Jewett. I'm telling you, it's right around Wasson High School. So start driving neighborhoods, do a little bit of scouting, maybe do a little bit of door knocking. See if anybody wants to sell. Work your network in that area. Number three is Widefield. Areas like Fountain Valley Ranch, right? Painted Sky. These are, throw a football from Painted Sky to the Amazon warehouse. And with Airport Park being developed, I know one of the largest landowners in there. I've had talks with her about what her family is doing and what's on the horizon. It's going to blow you out of the water when you start seeing these things develop in Airport Park. I was talking with another investor, High Wheel Capital. They had the highest commercial sale right down by an Airport Park. No one knows about it. They're out of Denver, and they have plans to do three more. And I'm telling you right now, we're seeing the rental market already explode down in that Fountain Valley Ranch area, Widefield, because of all the workers at Amazon. And we sold about 20 of those to our investors because we had about a year lead time before Amazon was officially announced because of a friend at Regional Building who, you know, kind of gave me a little clue on it. And that's the goal, right? You buy around good developments, and it's, I'm telling you right now, I know it's going to continue to develop. So you buy in those areas, your rent numbers will be strong, you'll be insulated, hot, hot area. You can even throw barnstormers in there, close proximity as well, Soaring Eagle. It's not officially Widefield, but it's within spitting distance. These are areas that will perform. Guaranteed. Okay, we're going to go on to number four. That's Kitty Hawk. That's an area that's on the cusp of Patty Jewett. And the reason I bring this up is Kitty Hawk didn't have many deals lately. And I thought the ship sailed on it, but starting to see some deals again in that neighborhood. And as it works its way up north there to Fillmore, that Kitty Hawk neighborhood, no doubt about it, is going to perform well. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, Kitty Hawk is going to be lights out, and there's some development. There's some stuff underway there off of Fillmore. You know, I can't share it yet. I'm hoping in a couple episodes I can share it, but stuff that I learned from the chamber and developments that are going to be happening on Fillmore. And so that's the reason why I'm throwing Kitty Hawk in there, because there's going to be some big news announced, you know, right around that neighborhood. And so drive it. Look at it. There's a lot of things that are being in common. All these neighborhoods, I tell you, low taxes, established neighborhood, good lot size. You know, number five, you've heard me talk about before, and that is Cimarron Hills. Powers is stretching south, Westgate. It's really struggling to get out of the gate, that development, Patriot Park, but it's coming. It's coming slowly but surely. And as Airport Park develops, that corridor will connect. And that is where I tell you, areas like Soaring Eagles and Barnstormers will see big increases. And Cimarron Hills will, boom, especially with Space Force saying, right, Matt? I mean, that's a no-brainer if you can pick up a deal in Cimarron Hills. And these are areas we manage 20-plus properties, and we know them like the back of our hands. So we'll get out of the rental scene and tell you best luxury right now. The best luxury spot to buy in the Springs. Where you're going to see the greatest appreciation and where you're getting big bang for buck, where you're seeing deals right now, is Pine Creek. This area will explode because it is right off of the highway. It is not hampered down by a crazy HOA. It has one of the nicest public golf courses in Colorado Springs surrounding it. You have shops at Briargate, and you got a great school district to boot. So Pine Creek, number one luxury area to buy in right now, and there are deals. There are awesome deals right now in Pine Creek because it's flying under the radar. Another area, Black Forest, off there off of Pine Cone. Some great deals right now in Black Forest where you'll see good appreciation, and you'll see people coming down from Denver. A lot of sales right now coming down into Black Forest. People coming down from Parker, willing to do the commute to live a little higher standard of life than Denver. And number three, Palmer Park. That area is going to go bonkers. All those old ranchers up off of Holiday and Country Club and Shelton, that area will perform. I'm a little biased. I live there, but that's why I bought there, because that is a hidden gem. If you haven't been back to Palmer Park, you're listening today and you're going, what can we do, honey, this afternoon? Drive up Palmer Park, some of the most beautiful land in Colorado Springs, unbelievable views, and you'll drive through your neighborhood and go, this is a phenomenal neighborhood. And you're going to say, Justin told me so. That's right. A lot of more good news for you here next Sunday, right back here, same Bat Channel. We're going to be talking market update and predictions closing out 2023. Can you believe it? We're already talking about closing out 2023, but hey, kids are back to school. We're flying through the year. Questions, call me. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Another show in the books. Spread the joy. Use the gifts God has given you. Make somebody else's life a little bit better, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Justin Hermes, The Property Group.
Well, it's Saturday night, and I just got paid. Pull up by my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have time, cause it's Saturday night, now I'm feeling fine.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
My goal, cause tonight I'm gonna be one episode, I'm gonna rock it.